Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby. Thank you for being here on the move, and I am certainly on the move. Lately, it's been absolutely exhilarating to have a complete focus. And I won't share exactly, you know, what I'm working on right this moment. However, it feels good. And I hope you're feeling good, because this show should be able to give you some clarity. And I'm going to provide you some exercises. Probably, you know, there's some tool we can pull out as I'm going along this show particularly. But I wanted to finish off the four pillars, and I thought I would focus in on what the fourth pillar is and what I believe is actually the catalyst, the pull, if you want, that happens when you can tap into that. And I'll get into it. Know why you want something. Why? We often ask a simple question, why? Well, it seemingly is a small word. The power of uttering it is absolutely immense. Many would agree it is the easiest question to ask and the hardest to answer. Scholars have dedicated their lives to answering these questions, different questions. Why are we here? What is happening? Why now? Why me? And they try to come up with some semblance of an explanation. And as human beings, we've always collectively worked to analyze, evaluate, and identify our internal and our external why. Yet, we still remain in the dark and unable to really offer an exact answer to this very difficult question. These are deep, and I know, and sometimes philosophical, you know, questions. But we've got to look at never really fully understanding, you know, what these complex whys are. And I, you know, as a human being, I think there's just a way to start defining, you know, a why. And it does start with your imagination and a sense of wonder, if you want. You know, being a child, spending our early years discovering and creating, we're always having a sense of wonder to find answers to probably small whys at that point. The concept of creating a big why, though, may represent the most important chapter in your life and really help understand all of it and apply it. I'm going to give you some of the fundamentals that, you know, I truly believe have been instrumental in, you know, the things that I was able to be very successful in. And of course, then able to extract based on the same tools to identify and get closer to what I really want. And when you're clear, sometimes what's going to happen along that journey is obstacles, things, challenges, problems, and you may have to pivot. But here's what Albert Einstein says about the imagination, okay? The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. So I think you got to think about that. And, you know, Earl Nightingale comes along and says, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and then nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become reality. So we talked about that. Your strong, dominant thoughts are the ones that create your reality. And your personality, based on your temperament, is exactly how you create the personal reality. And I know this seems like, you know, maybe a tongue twister riddle or something of maybe confusion, but look at it like this. if you're going to send out a positive charge, you're going to attract a positive charge. And really, the essence of becoming good at following your intuition is to continue focusing in on why you want something. And those things will come to you. And I'm a true believer that, you know, why is closely tied, you know, to all the other pillars. And practicing those with great enthusiasm and energy and being a student looking for change, these are the things that'll get you closer to where you want to go. So I want you to think of your why, like your dreams, goals, and aspirations. You know, that, you know, uplift you and bring you happiness. And imagine living that and having a real positive mindset and seeing all the different things transpire in your vision. And attach yourself to that, obviously, vision of the future, and then use those dreams, goals, and aspirations to pull you through. And the why should be closely tied to that. You know, when I was really, my dream of becoming an author and a mentor was rooted in my desire to help others. You know, it's a chief aim in life. I armed myself with facts, took action, visualized my next, you know, logical steps. And I, before me, started to see my life change and move towards that area where now I do a ton of that. You know, so when you're looking to ask those questions, some of the things that might come up are, what is my purpose? Or what is the purpose? Right? Think about that. What is the purpose of this goal or dream or aspiration in life? Is it aligned with my chief aim? What is your chief aim? Do you know what your chief aim in life is? Do you attach yourself to that vision of the future? Do you see what you're going to be, you know, maybe feeling emotionally at those points when you've done the things in life that you've so dreamed and desired to do? Are you going to believe in its outcome? And that's a good question. Do I believe that it will happen? Because the belief in oneself is exactly how and what you rely on, because all the other things out there, the skills, the process, the action steps, techniques, plans, activities, everything that it's going to take to manifest, this is not where you spend your time. You don't spend time on how. Paying attention to the how is why most people give up on their dreams. Fear and doubt take over, and without, you know, really having the strength of what I believe the four pillars provide you, then, you know, the dream is over before it ever begins. I really discovered the rule early in my career, and I knew, you know, I really wanted to use my sales skills, but I didn't know how to reach, you know, the lucrative goal I had set for myself. So I dove into the industry, which I had no prior experience, and I created what I wanted, knowing why I wanted it. And albeit it has been obviously a journey and, you know, many surprises, and we'll leave that at that. And many, you know, of that journey had come with just so many other things that were absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. You know, the company I worked for had numerous incentives when I was working with them, and many of them came in the form of travel. If you sold enough, you get to go on these business trips, and, you know, they're all expense paid trips to exotic international destinations. It was wild. I was young and I was making money and I was having fun. In fact, I felt, you know, I was in heaven, since I love sales. I love to travel. And because of this, my why was so aligned to the company that I sold more business than any other salesperson for years with them. I always won the trips. I always was the top of the top. And because I had a clear idea of what this was, you know, aligning towards the things that really made me feel amazing and great. And when you do that, it's absolutely amazing what happens in your life. So here's a tip. When you think about what you want, feel good while you're thinking about it. Okay, that's really, really important. Find a calm place to think positively about reaching these goals, these dreams, these aspirations. If not, you will subconsciously create a block and set an your objectives and know what you want. And I'll tell you, it'll appear in your life. And the simple concept sounds simple, yes, but it takes practice. And it takes a lot to change your mindset. So you've got to work on this stuff. And attaching it to the why is a great way to start so that you get yourself and, you know, away from more of the hows. And those things will start to show up. People, places, events, circumstances, and things will start to show up. But hey, listen, don't confuse your why, your how with your why either. Your why is what keeps you going. The how matters, don't get me wrong. Absolutely. But don't let it be a crutch. How lets you make excuses and can limit you. So, you know, and cast aside your doubts and decide to reach your goals based on, again, your why. The how will figure itself out. And just be confident in your ability to do that when it comes time to learn something new or apply something in your life that is different from what you normally do, or maybe you have to contact someone or do something, you know, that is outside the box right now for you. And you know, most of your goals that you're going to achieve are typically off the radar, and that's why attitude is absolutely everything. Having a positive attitude is like having a straight flush in poker. Just so you know. It pretty much guarantees a win over the competition. And, you know, I found when your attitude's on point, the facts are easier to discern and you become more aware of what makes you happy. Within each of us lies an inherent ability to overcome facts and position in our lives to attract fantastic success, believe me, but only if your attitude reflects your goals. So think about that for a minute. And here's what Brian Tracy says about that. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. So, you know, when people hit an obstacle or a challenge in their lives or a big problem, what typically happens is it seems like it's not moving you forward. In fact, one would say that it stops you in your tracks or you feel like you're going backwards. But that's only because you're looking at it in a way that is conducive for that to happen. So if you change the way you look at it and look at that challenge or obstacle or problem that is happening, could you imagine if you can then direct that as a step forward? No longer becomes a problem, a challenge, or an obstacle in your life. In fact, it's just the path that you have to take. It is the path. There's lots more that I can talk about the why, but if you're following along and you have my book, it is a great place to check out chapter 4. And chapter 4 can be found on page number 43. And I do go through exercises in each of the chapters. So I do recommend you to look at that. And now that you know the four pillars as well, and you can look at what you can do now in each one of those pillars and write out each pillar in your own words and commit to using them daily. Make it like a habit that, you know, with repetition, if you have these pillars behind you, you're going to have the confidence to go out there and get the things and accomplish the things that you really so desire. But attach yourself to and identify that big, big why. Why? And, you know, I've asked some pretty deep questions in some past shows, and that why is really an emotional feeling. And you've got to ask, why do I want that feeling? And then why is that feeling missing? right now. And, you know, I know these go down the rabbit hole, but, you know, the deeper you go to finding out what that why means, the better, because it's going to pull you, because it becomes one of those focal points. And if you remember what I said about Earl Nightingale, you know, we are what we think about most of the time. So think about those things in your life, but you have to be clear on that. And that's why it's so important. If you're driving, obviously come back to this and get out your journals, everyone, and identify this big why. Talk to yourself a little bit. Ask good questions. Take the time out. Know who you are. When you know who you are, I promise, everything else becomes so much easier to figure out these questions. What do I want? Why do I want it? All of these become much easier when you know who you are, but you've got to investigate that. And if there are things that you want to change, you've got to take that action to change it and create a new habit. Listen to some meditations, okay? I provided a really good one. It's called Universal Mind. It's a success meditation number 4. And you can grab that meditation actually at my website as well. Just scroll down all the way to the bottom of the front page and you can access that. And it's an amazing guided meditation by a world-class neuro-linguistic practitioner and a really good friend of mine, Donald Curry. Love him to pieces. He's like a brother from another mother. He's helped me tremendously. And I know just in this free course, you'll get so much in 13 chapters of what he provides towards the book that I wrote in collaboration, because we really wanted to help. And I know these things will work for you. You guys have been awesome. Thanks for tuning in. Really, tons of gratitude, appreciation. And I hope you're learning some things. And I hope that these things are going deep inside and helping you out every single day. And that's why you can come back to these podcasts. And that's why I'm doing it this way for you. Love you guys. Keep being awesome. And remember, do something nice for someone and kick ass.